My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. The truth is what we tell ourselves, which is, man, I'm so excited about what we'll be able to do next year. And we still tell ourselves this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we're not where we're going to be. And I'm excited about the things we're blessed to be able to do today with our kids and with our friends. But right. We also know that the truth is that we're not done. The truth is that I can be better. I can be more, yeah. Which means I can attract more. And so can you guys. So can you. Yeah. And this is why you shift into things you say about your past that are facts. They can't be changed. And everything in your past is a fact already done. Like, it's not up for discussion. It's non-negotiable. It's happened. It's historical data. Somebody can go look it up and say, at 12 years old, this happened. You can't change that. But the truth is, you can grow from it. The truth is, you can reframe it. The truth is, you can heal from it. The truth is that you can bless a lot of other people based on the things that you have overcome.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Hey, what's up, Self-Talk Experience family? This is Darnell Self and my co-host.
I'm Tracy Self. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience. Did you miss me, guys?
They miss me more than they miss you, for sure.
I don't know about that. Hey, guys, put in the chats who you missed the most.
It's not even a Zoom. It's no chat. They can comment on YouTube.
The comments. What did I say? I said the chat?
Yeah.
You think I'm not familiar with Zooms anyway.
You're not.
But yes, put in the comments who you missed the most. T-Self or him?
Or him. Yes. So shady. Hey, look, guys, welcome to another episode. It's going to be good because that actually makes me think of what this topic is today. And for those who are new to the Self-Talk Podcast, first of all, congratulations and thank you. Thank you for your support. And we pray that the things that you gain here would help you to thrive at a higher level in life. Because remember, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what and even who we attract for ourselves. That's the self-talk experience. So today, what do you want to talk about?
Well, what do you want to talk about? Because I want to talk about truth versus facts.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think because, you know, the truth, depending on the eyes of the beholder, could sound differently.
But it could be a fact to them. But is it really a fact?
Yeah. Look, we went to go pick up our friends yesterday, the Kellys, from the airport. And
shout out to the Kellys, Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville in the house. So that's not calling them a loser. That's the L. That's like
that's
Louisville,
right?
Hey, you're like, I can't believe. They're actually here with us right now in the background. Y'all can't see them. So if y'all hear them laughing. But while we were waiting there at the airport, BWI, literally we witnessed, and all the cars are like waiting for, I guess, their loved ones to come out, witnessed a 3-car accident, but nobody was moving. Is that crazy?
Yeah, right.
Nobody was moving. Everybody was sitting still. All of a sudden you heard boom, boom, boom.
But it was, we literally were going past it.
When it
I
started.
Almost thought someone hit our car. Right. I jumped. That's
right,
how,
you did.
Yes.
But you jumped for pretty much
what?
Everything.
What does that mean?
You do. It doesn't even take an accident. Like, she's really dramatic when it comes to being a passenger.
I can't. What?
You are. If I just, if somebody, a pedestrian about to walk out, she's like, ooh, I'm like, they were not walking out. Milan knows.
No. Let me say this. Okay. There have been times though, when I did help you out, you were like, oh babe, thanks. It just happened the other day. I said, babe, somebody's crossing the street. You're like, oh yeah, thank you. See, so I do help.
It was a fact that they were walking across the street, but it was your truth that you needed to tell me because you thought I was going to hit them.
But did you see them?
No.
Exactly right. Okay. So I was talking to you. my dramatics work. Anyway, back to, okay
we're, so we're so oh a person just hit their gas. We're thinking because it's 3 a.m. that they must have fallen asleep and their car wasn't in park. Literally, you could hear the gas, the engine revving. It said, and then it slammed the car in front of it. Mm-hmm. And they didn't let up because they were probably still trying to wake up. And then I'm not laughing because I'm glad everybody was okay. But then that car hit the car in front of them. So here's the point.
And then that car hit the car in front of them.
It was bad. Yes. So here's the point. The fact is that there was an accident. The truth of what happened could be different depending on what car you were sitting in.
That's right. That's correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
And because people's experience was different.
And we're also going back to our previous episode because what you just said is what we assumed.
Right.
Remember? Because our last episode was about assuming.
Yeah, if you haven't checked it out, the 5 consequences of assumptions.
Right. So we're assuming the person fell asleep.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah. I know. I went out and talked to him. While you're
waiting
on
the
Kellys.
You did not. You didn't.
That's my truth. All right,
well,
no,
your truth is actually a lie because you're sitting right next to me the whole time.
Isn't that funny how some people, they try to convince you that you're like, bruh, like the fact is you were sitting next to me the whole time. That's not a truth.
Yeah, but sometimes you can really make people wonder.
Am I crazy?
Maybe you did get out.
Right.
The car. Like, because people are convincing.
Yes.
Some people are very convinced.
You're trying to convince right now with your eyes and everything. You see that? So listen, guys, today we're going to talk about truth and fact. You were talking about, it was an interview with Kevin Hart.
Oh, yes. I heard an interview on Jay Shetty, and Kevin Hart was talking about how growing up, his dad wasn't a present dad, and that his dad wasn't at a point where he could be, actually, because... yeah, there was some substance abuse issues and he had some jail time. But so Kevin Hart said growing up, whenever he saw a dad that was present or a dad that was doing positive things like with his friends, all he kept his self-talk was, I wish my dad was like that. I wish my dad was here. My dad should be able to do that. My dad should be able to. That was his truth, right? Mm-hmm. But the fact was that was never going to happen at that point in his life because his dad was at a certain place.
He's incarcerated, yeah.
Right. So it was very interesting listening to him say now that he realizes that he was wanting something that was not going to happen.
That's so good.
And a lot of us live there. And sometimes we have to realize, are we in a place where the facts and the truth are getting misconstrued?
Yeah.
And we really have to sit down and say, why are we in this place and why are we feeling that way? Yeah. But I thought it was really good because he said now looking back, he realizes it. Yeah. And he had to take in what was true. And what was a fact and merge it together?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, it makes complete sense. And I think it's, you know, I like to call it the power of reframe.
Yeah, that's
and,
perfect.
And when you reframe things, the same past that could be a shackle holding you back from a better future, mm-hmm. holding you back from better self-talk, mm-hmm. Can be reframed. And now when you even talk about your past, you talk about it from a place where you know it's healing.
Right.
You can tell the person's moved on. When someone's talking about their past, oftentimes you can tell that they haven't healed from it based on how they're sharing that experience. Mm-hmm. So when Kevin Hart's talking about his past and his dad is passed now, right?
I think.
Yeah. So when he's talking about that, he's like, I'm so grateful.
Yeah, the place he was in, he wasn't still there.
Yeah.
He was out of it and he was reframing it for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And moving forward.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you said something about, when you were telling me the story, something about how he became he looked at his dad as such an awesome granddad, even though he wasn't the dad he wanted him to be. So he reframed it so that he could see his dad in a positive light.
Instead of just writing him off and saying, yep, I wish he would have done. So now he's like, he gave him a second chance. And his dad was like, almost like, this is my chance to show you that this is who I could have been. I can be that person now.
Yeah.
Even though I missed my shot with you, he was taking a shot with the next generation.
Yeah. That's so good, mm-hmm. right? Because there's so many opportunities for us to be a better version of ourselves. And just as importantly, to see other people as a better version of themselves. when we can look at them for what's possible. Like in our business, we call it SMART goals. Whenever we're setting people up for a big win that they have, that they've set up for the next year, for the next 6 months, and they're like, hey, I want to earn more money. I want to earn six figures. And I'll just use our business for an example with Legal Shield. And so someone says something like, hey, look, Mr. Self, I'd like to earn six figures. Well, we take them through a SMART goal process, right? And the S is specific, and the M is measurable, because it's hard to grow something that you can't measure. And then the A is attainable. And what I want to talk about today is the R, right? The R is realistic, but T is a timeline. Like, it has to be a timeline. Otherwise, it's just, you know, someday, one day. And until you put a time to something, it doesn't focus the mind, right? If you got 3 days to do something, you're willing to stay up a little bit later. You're willing to tell that person, I can't go to the movies, right? So the S, the M, the A, the R, and the T mean something. But the R specifically in this topic we're talking about today, because we're talking about being realistic. Like, I'm 6'1", and no matter how bad, and I turned 55 this year. So even if I say, look, my goal is I like to be 6'5 by the time I'm 57, right? That is not realistic. It's like, realistic. I can hang from one of those inverted benches, and you know what I mean? I can stretch myself every morning. I'm not going to be 6'5".
You look good for almost 55, babe.
Almost. I look good for 35.
But you're not.
I know, but I'm just saying.
That's not the
truth. Like
you
say, when people say.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The truth.
But when people say for 55, it's like if you were 40, you wouldn't look that good.
Why can't you just take the compliment? I was telling you that you look good. Never mind now.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? For all the folks who like to say good things to themselves about themselves, you better talk to yourself like you 10 years younger. I mean, calling yourself like you too old. Like, for a 90-year-old, like when I'm 90, you better say, but you look good, period.
Did I say that?
I don't need the direct object.
Did I say you look good for 55?
Yes, you did.
Well, I meant you look good, babe. Okay. The fact is, you look good, babe.
Thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
This is good. See, this is all through the process that we're learning. And that's, I think, the next episode, because we'll be hitting our anniversary, our 30th anniversary. We're going to talk about, you know, how to work through things in private and public.
I'm not working through anything right now. I was just giving you a compliment. Why does everything have to be a lesson? Oh my gosh. Okay, let's get back.
Okay,
really quick. All right,
so
you were talking about realistic.
Yes.
Right? So let me ask you this. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Okay.
The other day, you said you were talking to my mom, and she was.
You know what's funny when people say, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you actually meant to cut me off.
Like, no. I cut you off, but that wasn't my initial goal. She wouldn't stop talking.
But the fact is that you cut me off.
But I wanted to talk.
Okay, good.
Okay. No, we were talking about how you show up different in different stages in your life for different people.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about being realistic, because the mom that I was when I was in my late 20s was not the mom that I was in my 30s or my 40s. Yeah. So I showed up differently for different kids. And instead of beating myself up about what I didn't do for one, being realistic and saying, well, I wasn't there for that, but I learned, and now I can be there for this person, as opposed to saying, well, I didn't do that, so I'm just not going to be that mom.
Yeah. And that's a perfect example of reframing.
Reframing, you're right.
Yeah, it's a perfect example of reframing, because when you look at your past and you say to yourself, man, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that God saw in me a person that can be trusted to go through something like that and still come out shining. Because my testimony is going to empower so many more people.
Yeah.
Right? Or why me? I can't believe it happened to me, or I'm thankful. Like a gentleman who I listen to all the time in his podcast and his mentorship, and I haven't had a chance to personally meet him, but a lot of my mentors I haven't had a chance to meet as of yet, but he was talking about how his siblings got to play, but because of a challenge he had growing up, he couldn't really move one of his legs. And so he couldn't play when he watched his siblings, the seven of them, play outside. And he could have easily looked at that and said to himself, man, I can't believe I can't play with my siblings. But instead, he used that same time to read. He used that same time to grow his mind.
Okay.
And because he grew his mind, he became an amazing thought leader and critical thinker.
Wow.
And coach today for a lot of people, right? And he's worth millions and millions of dollars. But here's my point. The reframing of that. And you can tell he's healed from it because he could still be, yeah, when I was growing up in this, you know what I mean?
Like, you just changed your whole posture.
I did, right? Yeah, when I was growing up. Because you could easily say, yeah, I never got a chance to do that. Mm-hmm. Instead, he's like, man, I used what could have been depressing.
Yeah.
Could have been mentally defeating.
Right.
But I used that to think of this as a gift, to actually invest in the areas that God had given me, which is my mind.
Right.
And instead of using all that time focused on what I couldn't do and why I couldn't do it, I used that time focused on what I could do and how often I could do it.
That's good.
You see, and so he didn't look at, when many of us look at that as a sacrifice, giving up. Yeah, I can't go out and play today because I got to read. I can't go out and play football today because he couldn't play football. He couldn't go out and play. And so what most people would have to feel is a sacrifice, he looked at as an opportunity to do more of what he could only do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it blessed him.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that reframing is so important because we could say, I can't believe I had to deal with so many relationships that were hurtful to me, and I still haven't found a healthy relationship. Or you could reframe that and said, I'm so thankful that I've gone through enough relationships where I now can coach and teach people how to avoid some of the pitfalls, some of the manipulative people that are out there, some of the narcissist people that are out there, because I've had it all.
Right.
And now I can help. God saw so much in me. See, this is a self-talk. Mm-hmm. And that's what reframing we're talking about. But again, the fact is that certain things you can't change.
Right. That's interesting. The R could be a kind of both.
What's that?
Realistic and reframe. Because once you're realistic once you're realistic about something, you can reframe it.
Yeah.
If you need to.
Yeah.
Look at you, man. You're smart.
Okay. Okay, Tiso.
Yeah, we can add more to the R.
But my point is that Kevin Hart's, the fact is Kevin Hart's father was incarcerated for some time. I don't even know how much time. Mm-hmm. He could not be there to pick him up on the weekend.
Right.
And so if Kevin said, yeah, my dad is coming, it'd be unrealistic for him to think he's not coming.
Right.
And so what happens is that we look at certain things like, no, we can do this. When we couldn't afford to do it, it would have been unrealistic for us to spend our time focused on how come we can't do it. I can't believe we don't have the money to do it.
Right.
So you use that energy because you only have a certain amount of energy, only a certain amount of mind space, right? Only a certain amount of time every day, 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And so what we do with that, the self-talk we give ourselves during that 24 hours is critical.
It really is.
Right? And so what can't be done can't be done. It's a truth, but it has to be. You have to look at the facts for what they are.
Right. It's hard to do that. It's not easy to do that.
Yeah. Well, for most opportunities that present themselves for growth, there's some resistance. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called growing pains.
Sure. Yeah.
And I've not personally experienced anyone who has grown to the next version of themselves without any resistance from the old version saying what's wrong with how we are. That's why being around people who say, no, you're better than that. You have more potential than that. Mm-hmm. You've not yet tapped into, right? Yeah. Because it's so easy to drift back because it's comfortable.
Right.
And because what you haven't achieved is outside your comfort zone, it is uncomfortable. Otherwise, you'd be achieving it and it'd be comfortable. So that's why when we look at things that are a fact, and when we couldn't afford to take the trips, or you couldn't afford to get your nails done, or you know, the fact was we didn't have the money for you to get it done. Like, you can go up there and ask them to do it for free, but the fact is we didn't have the money, right? The truth was we didn't have to stay that way. The truth is,
that's
yes,
good, babe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The truth is what we tell ourselves, which is, man, I'm so excited about what we'll be able to do next year. And we still tell ourselves this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we're not where we're going to be. And I'm excited about the things we're blessed to be able to do today with our kids and with our friends. But right. We also know that the truth is that we're not done. The truth is that I can be better. I can be more, yeah. Which means I can attract more. And so can you, guys. So can you. Yeah. And this is why you shift into things you say about your past that are facts. They can't be changed. And everything in your past is a fact already done. Like, it's not up for discussion. It's non-negotiable. It's happened. It's historical data. Somebody can go look it up and say, at 12 years old, this happened. You can't change that. But the truth is, you can grow from it. The truth is, you can reframe it. The truth is, you can heal from it. The truth is that you can bless a lot of other people based on the things that you have overcome.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So listen, identify the things that are facts in your life. And they are what they are. Mm-hmm. I used to, my dad's no longer here either. And when my mom and my dad got a divorce, I blame my dad. And I'm so thankful that I was able to reframe some things so that I could have an amazing relationship with him before he passed. Yeah. So if your mom, your dad, still living, your siblings, maybe reframe the things that caused the wedge, the relationship, the unfortunate lack of communication that's happening in that relationship. And maybe look at it as a way for you to be even stronger because you're able to overcome what used to be the thing that held you back. All right, guys, you good?
Yes.
This has been another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. Remember, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually will determine what we attract for ourselves.
And if I tell you look good for your age, just take the compliment.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. Talk good to yourself.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.